Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover. Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. Gary Sharp. That'd be kind of funny, though. I'm bringing half my mom. Here's what you need to do. You need to get yourself a 1620 The Zone piece of, you know, swag and wear it today. We have Mr. George has got a red one on, 1620 The Zone anniversary, 20th anniversary t-shirt. I have on the 20th anniversary hoodie. Gary and I are twins. We're twinning. And then, hey, Dame, what's up?
Exactly.
What's up, Dayman? Man.
Exactly.
How you doing, man?
I'm
What's
good.
Going on?
I'm good.
You all right?
No.
You doing all right? Let me loan you some gear.
No.
A little extra gear for you. If you need it, bro, I got it for you.
What'd you forget? Your headphones?
Oh, again? Man. Oh, go into the drawer. And the adapter's right up there, too.
I gotta wear these things.
He's anti-can, too.
I am. I'm against the can.
You're the one that talked me
into it. I love cans. My favorite part of a woman's body. But those things you got right there, though, they got a short in them, too. Her can. That's what they call it. Back when I was younger. They had to shorten that one, by the way. Sorry. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Let's go national today.
Start yelling. Oh, like that. Yeah, got it, right?
I know what button to press. We're good.
I hope so.
Hey, what?
I hope you
it would not surprise me if you didn't have it like that.
Hey. You didn't know we'd be in trouble.
Sharpie just says, yeah, we're going national. And Mark was like, yeah, that's fine. We don't want to make Gary mad. Let's go national.
Hey, he didn't have his headsets.
Hey.
So let's just go national.
I'm just listening because I sound like deeper. I'm like.
You do sound bassier.
Yes.
I like
All
it.
All right. Here we go.
Think
and I didn't even have to smoke today.
Yeah, good. I didn't even have to use my AK or smoke today.
Classic Rock 93.7, The Wolf.
Let's get a little ramp from the walk. Let's
here we go. Ramp. We want to go back to little Van Halen. Do you remember where you were on this day a year ago? Probably not as good a situation as you have now. We're going to take Carrie on the drive home. This is Dr. X, Y, and Z. It's Van Halen. Let's jump.
You know how you can do that and have fun doing Van Halen in 2021 and be in a good mood? When you beat Kershaw, Bueller, and Bauer.
Got it.
Michael, I wasn't going to say a word.
That's what you can do.
Not a word.
I wasn't going to bring it up this morning at all.
I was
going to
avoid it.
I mentioned a bunch of other stuff and then, you know.
You're into self-mutilation.
I'm not.
Is that a fetish?
No.
Is that a masochist or a sadist?
I think it's something of the citizen.
Something in the middle of them.
It hurts me.
Is one thing I did not think I would be saying is the Dodgers have lost 13 of 17.
Yeah.
Now after starting, was it 14-2 or what was it?
You know, it's weird because the
12-3.
So the post-Padres series between, like even San Diego had, they struggled a little bit afterwards. Dodgers haven't been the same since that series at Dodger Stadium. But after they played the week before, They were humming right along. But I think it affected both teams. I didn't think that the Dodgers would last this long. And there's no way in the world anybody could have predicted the Cubs would have two walk-offs in three games that were started by Kershaw, Bauer, and then Bueller.
I know it. I
still
know.
Hate the extra innings rule.
At least you know it.
Well, I mean, it's a terrible rule. If you're going to do it, why not wait until like the 12th? That's my stance. I don't like
you know,
it.
You know you should ask? Because he's the rules expert on extra innings? Tony La Russa. Well, ask him about anything you need to know.
That is bad.
Don't you think someone on his staff should have?
Yeah. Well, stop feeling bad for people, man. Like, you know what?
That's why you have other people helping you.
Yeah, but I don't care if you're 76 and
you're getting ready to send the pitcher out there and somebody goes, oh, by the way, you know, we can send the guy before him because it's the pitcher. Somebody should have said that.
I don't know. I would think that my manager, though, would know, like, those simple kind of rules.
That's not
in depth.
That's not like a umpiring rule. That's just a plain. But that's not been a good week for Tony La Russa. And it's a weird thing because outside of a couple of major injuries, they have a really good roster and they have a bunch of good young players. I mean, they have the leading candidate after the first month for the Rookie of the Year. And it's baseball is weird this year. Nobody's running away with it. It seems like we have a bunch of NFC East teams mm-hmm. that are 16-12 or something like that, that the White Sox are, you know, they're going to be near the top the entire season. How they're ever going to get through it with Tony La Russa and all these flaws. But this week's been bad because in a Zoom era of reporters, it gets leaked out that there's clubhouse issues. He is not connecting with players.
Well, that's what we expected.
I mean,
that's what we expected, right? Especially with that team.
But it circles back to this. Then you can come back with the argument with this. I think the White Sox are really good. Does it matter in baseball about a manager? It comes to rear its ugly head. It comes to rear its ugly head when you have a situation like yesterday that when you get to extra innings, it costs you.
I think so.
But they don't do the lineups.
I think it matters.
Yeah, because the computer does the lineup, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, yesterday we had the Mets and Cardinals had a 40-minute inning. The main reason why is they spent almost 18 minutes total from the beginning to the end trying to figure out if it was an extra mound visit because the interpreter went out there initially. And they had to go to the rule book, figure it out. They talked forever. I'm listening on the radio thinking to myself, are they going to ever start talking baseball again? And they keep going, Finally, 2 innings later, because they don't have a microphone on the field, they then get it to the announcers to tell them why we had the huge delay. And by the way, right after that happened, the catcher got hit in his lower regions, so he had to go down for a while. Another 5-minute delay. You had a 40-minute, half an inning.
You know how crazy
40.
Crazy baseball is the only team that's six or more games over 500. It took a 12-game win streak to do.
Yeah, it's
the only team that's six or more games over 500.
Right.
It took a 12-game win streak.
Yeah,
to do.
I think
A's are somehow only 19-13.
So we hit the 30-game mark, and there was nobody better than 18-12.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's good for baseball.
I think that's good for baseball.
And I think 18-13 outside of the A's is a couple of the division leaders. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And now Royals are what? Now only 5 games after the getting screwed?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know. That's what I heard. I read on Twitter they got screwed. That's what I heard.
That's right. You don't watch American League baseball.
I read on Twitter there was this particular man, this ump who they don't like, who
Angel
made a lot
Hernandez.
Of mistakes. And
he's pretty bad for a lot of teams. It's not just the Royals.
Well, it was the Royals.
He got the whole line last night. Man, he's bad for both sides.
Yeah.
But how many officials, regardless of sport, do you know their name?
Well, we talked about this with basketball.
Yeah. Okay,
we knew about four or five of them total.
So hold that thought. Give me an official outside of Angel Hernandez that you know their name and why. In any sport.
Okay, we're not just talking about baseball.
Yeah, we'll talk any sport right now because you could make a case that Angel Hernandez is the worst
official of
any sport right now.
He's the most notorious.
But you shouldn't know. The only reason you know his name is because he's bad.
We used to know the man. We used to know the umps in the 80s in baseball.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, we did.
Remember, it was a big deal in the 80s.
Because
they were personalities. Yes. They were big-time guys.
And it was basically the same guys over and over and over.
For 20 years.
Yeah, John McShary, Eric Gregg. Yeah, those guys
West,
were.
Dave West. Yeah,
they were. Joe West is still managing.
Yeah, right.
Or umpiring. You're right. They were. First of all, everybody was out of shape, and you knew them, you know. But did anybody know, if you didn't live in Waterloo, Iowa, Don Denkinger until the 85 World Series?
Right, no, that's where we found his name. Yeah.
But can
I mean,
you
maybe like Laz Diaz.
Because he was so yoked.
Yeah.
Now, he was also part of that.
He wears the sunglasses.
Wasn't he also part of the attack? Was he? Who was part of the attack, the first base attack, the Royals game?
I keep
game?
Thinking you're thinking Sioux City. Like, I'm thinking
No, in the major leagues when the guy came out of the stands. Wasn't that Laz Diaz?
Yeah, it was Tom Gamboa that got attacked by the father and son in
He is.
Chicago.
Right, that was the base coach. But wasn't the – I thought
I
the
believe,
ump
I
that was there
think
was
so,
him.
Michael. I think you might be right.
I think he put like a –
But
Nelson
how many – can you – either one of you name off a football official in the Big Ten?
Gosh, I should because those guys –
During the season, I couldn't right now.
Yeah, not that we know it, but work around here.
Yeah, no, not really. Not really.
Now, if it was during the season, because you see those guys every week, and they stick in your
head. Like, around the country, now, it's different here because all three of us know it.
This was so stupid.
Cleet Blakeman is known around the country.
Yeah,
especially.
And you know what? He's
kind of
toned it down.
He's probably done 4 Monday Night Football games. Last year alone, that makes you.
So a couple weeks ago,
the reason that you know these people's name isn't because of the good job that they've done. Most likely, it's because they're not very good.
Yeah,
like I never knew who John Sauffy was. You know who John Sauffy is? John Sauffy screwed over Nebraska in the '94 Orange Bowl.
I do.
For the fumble or the kickoff return?
Well, let's see. There was Corey Dixon. There was the fumble. There was just the mishandling of the
horrible.
Game.
I just rewatched that.
There was telling Trev Alberts to stay off of Charlie Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, he was – that's – you knew his name.
You knew his name.
I'll never forget that name.
You know what made Cleet probably – and this wasn't good for him – made him really famous?
Being good looking?
Always. And got in shape and everything else. But remember
Sun's out, guns out.
Remember the New England Monday night game? Or maybe it was Sunday night where Gronk.
The Carolina.
Yeah, they had the Carolina. Hold, or was it an interference in the end zone? Yeah. He became really notorious, especially among Patriots fans, for that. Yeah. But overall, I think most people consider him to be pretty good.
I think
one of the tops in the league.
And I think a lot of it is his personality. He was super unassuming. He kind of he flew under the radar Saturday. And I just was like, it's pretty impressive for a guy that's kind of a big deal. But I don't know.
But in the
maybe it's because I like
the NBA, Scotty Foster.
Yeah.
Why do you know him?
I get it.
Whenever they put him into the odds.
Yeah, they do.
They put him into the odds for the game he's calling. Yeah. It's crazy.
TV Teddy. Who's the guy that the Wisconsin basketball fans don't like?
Bo Borowski.
Yeah.
I heard a great story about him a couple
of Big Ten
ago.
Officials, Big Ten basketball officials are a little bit different. And it might be because we think they're bad or they are bad. Now, TV Teddy became a personality. There was also this time, going back to what you said, Michael, about Major League Baseball umpires back in the 80s. Officials used to be personality because look at Ed Hightower.
Yes.
Ed Hightower, everybody knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who TV Teddy is. And he's still doing games.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he is super, super nice.
That's what
I've done a couple of games where he's working and he'll come over and talk.
Yeah.
Or you'll see him before the game. And he lives in Charleston, South Carolina. They actually had a day for him. He's overcome some health issues. He lost a lot of weight, but he's still working. But they were personalities. Mm-hmm. But look at like in the Big Ten in basketball. I bet we could open up the phone lines right now and people could maybe name, we could put together five crews of Big Ten officials. Kelly Pfeiffer, Bo Borowski. I mean, we could
because
go on
they're
and
notorious.
On. Yeah, because they're not very good or consistently they're not very good.
Mm. No, I'm in agreement.
But that's
there.
Really the only time you, and that's a kind of unfair to that profession, the only time that we know officials is when they are bad. You couldn't tell me who the other three umpires were working last night with Angel Hernandez.
Right. He's the only one getting mentioned.
It's funny, too.
He was crew chief, too, last night.
I was at the airport.
Michael, he sued his own company, and he's still a man. He's still working, and he still gets good assignments.
Yeah.
But his feedback from managers and players every year with the rankings is
maybe they're
awful.
Just trolling the base. Maybe they're trolling Major League Baseball.
Well, I think they're afraid of him.
They think he's going to sue them for some sort of racial discrimination because of his name?
Hmm.
It's happened before.
A little diversity. They don't have much diversity in that profession in Major League Baseball.
Hmm.
But they're afraid. I mean, anybody else that was that poor at their job would not have their job. And what it does is, Damon and I have talked about this, in this state with high school football or high school basketball officials that seem to always get the state tournament assignments, what does that, and they might not, and some of them are really, really good. We're lucky around this area. We have some really good football and basketball high school officials. Mm. Like, really, really good. But then there are some that maybe have been in it too long. It's the game's gotten too fast for them, and they struggle. But they still get these great assignments. So what does that do to the younger men and women football and basketball officials around here that say, geez, I think I'm pretty good at my craft, and I can't move up? That's the same thing. If I'm a AAA umpire and I watch that garbage, and I'm like, man, I've been toiling in AAA for 5-6 years, and all I am is a vacation fill-in guy. I can't get up, and that guy keeps his job? Yeah, I mean, what does that do? That person says it's not worth it. The money, hey, the money as a major league umpire is fantastic, but it's not worth it. I'm gonna go back into the family business.
So we're convinced, like, this just isn't because everybody has a camera and whatever, or a lot of talking shows, but doesn't it seem like there's been a lot more mistakes this year than normal?
I think in baseball, well, the replay system in baseball is messed up. I think
we still couldn't figure out if a guy touched home plate
with
19 views and taking 12 minutes to do so. Now, I know it's our guy and Alec, but how does that happen?
Well, I think it's even more in baseball this year.
Were there guys in the running lanes? Or I'm just like, what is going on
this year?
The replay
system has to be fixed. But I'm more concerned, and I don't know if you feel the same way, Michael, is – balls and strikes are really, really atrocious this year.
I don't know why it's not just. I believe that the system would work fine if you use the computerized strike zone. You have a ump's back there, obviously, and he's looking out to the outfield like they did in the minor leagues, and you see when a light pops up, and he calls it. He's there for everything else, but just balls and strikes. By the way, that out of the baseline one that happened in the Mets game that I was at. So the funny thing about that is Again, they don't tell us what's happening in the stadium. You don't know.
Can I stop you right there? Which is a mistake.
How about what happened against the Brewers?
Everywhere else, you've been to an NFL game. I've been to an NFL game recently. And you see it on TV. The white hat turns on his microphone and he explains what they were looking at and what their decision is. They've started to do that in the NBA. They started in the bubble. I think it's great. They do it in hockey as well. I don't know why they don't do that in Major League Baseball.
So they don't do that in Major League Baseball.
Because you were confused, right?
We don't know what's going on.
They do show the replay, but you didn't know what they were looking at.
They go to replay, but we're like, all of us going, well, that is not under replay's coverage, right?
Yeah.
They actually were replaying what happened at first base because they called the guy safe and he was actually out at first base. We individually went to our phones, brought up the app for the Mets broadcasters, went to that so they could tell me what the deal was because we had no idea. There's no reason not to announce. Same thing happened last night or yesterday when they wouldn't tell us what was going on. I wouldn't tell the broadcasters what was going on with the extra mound visit. They couldn't figure out. They're trying to figure out why is this stoppage so long? They should be telling us.
See,
it just makes sense.
And then it's after the fact. Everybody that is covering that game will get an email from Major League Baseball explaining
Louis,
what they
right?
did. Yeah.
That's what they said.
But they should at least put something on the video board that says the play is under review and this is what they're looking at.
That would be great.
Because it just creates confusion. And then when they announce it, you know, they just point to a base and say out or safe. Yeah, you don't know what how they came to that decision.
Right. You watch a lot more baseball than me, but I've seen a handful of calls this year where they were so wrong to the point where you're like, well, is this fixed? And we talked about this. The more gambling gets legalized from state to state, you're opening up yourself to civil lawsuits.
You know, I was going to ask as part of the secondary part of the question about it's not just because there's more cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think the intensity is ramped up because of the needing to keep the integrity of the game. I really do because fans don't want to let it go. It makes them more upset than normal now because – they may have vested interests. The game, the commissioners don't want it compromised. So I think the scrutiny gets ramped up just because for it's weird. It's kind of backwards thinking for what it is. But because of the legalized betting, they want the game cleaner.
You see what FanDuel did? The thing he was talking about, Alex, the out or not out at home plate.
Alec Boehm,
FanDuel gave the money back to people on both sides, if you lost it, because they don't want people to get upset with them. There's so many other places to go.
That's a great move.
And that's what they did.
It is.
It was smart.
And I think it only took a couple days, right? I think FanDuel did that.
Yeah, it was the next day they announced if you're on this bad side of it.
And there was another one, too, that got refunded from a couple of weeks ago. And I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. Was it the NBA?
So let's go back. You know, now replay is a huge part of it, and there's more games that are on TV.
Yep.
Are we to assume that officiating in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s was pretty good?
Well, in basketball, there were only two officials, so it couldn't have been better.
I just think the temperaments were different. We just kind of rolled with it more.
It couldn't have been better with only two.
You know what I mean?
There.
We didn't get as upset.
I don't think we got as upset. Now, like, everything is like, because I think we think we're too far along or too advanced or whatever to still be making mistakes. So it this is 2020. You can't treat people like that. This is 2021. You can't say that. Or how do you miss it with all the angle? Like, it intensifies.
Well, it intensifies when you have all the angles and you still get the call wrong. I mean, they will today forever in Dallas talk about the play between the Cowboys and the Packers.
Yes.
If that was a catch or not.
Dez Bryant.
The Lions will talk about how they got screwed. Was that the week?
Calvin Johnson.
I mean.
That's what I'm saying. When you go back, we remember these. We remember the biggest ones we ever happened. Remember the reason why we ended up getting replay back the first time was because of the Seattle play.
Yep.
We have the dive underneath. It's obvious. They missed the call. It not only cost them the playoffs, it cost the coach's head his job. And they're like, well, we got to go back to replay. We remember the famous ones. You guys obviously have several ones as Nebraska fans, whether it be Penn State or...
Well, I go back a couple years ago with the Steelers versus Patriots and a certain tight end on about the one-yard line, whether he was down or reaching or giving himself up. I mean, come on.
Oh, I remember that. That was wild.
Right?
Yeah, that was... was it Jesse James?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like...
But see here, that's the next part of things, is we have the replay system.
The call right?
Man. He must have won money. is we have the replay system.
Something is wrong with that.
And we
dude.
Go to the replay system. Why can't you get it right? Why can't, when you look at it, you come up with the right decision?
Because it's in the eye of the beholder. A lot of them are judgment calls.
Yeah, like where are you going to position those cameras for home plate?
Oh, they're center field.
So you just think like it's dead on, straight, angle.
They do the center field camera. Well, who was it? Eric Burns, right? Eric Burns helped with that, whatever league they were doing in it. And it was a center field cam. There also were the lights out there for them. And they used the computerized box and, you know, GPS'd it. I don't know. It looked good, the piece that I watched. When they put it together, it looked good.
By the
let's try it out.
Okay,
so
there's another part of some of the mistakes this year in baseball. And Angel Hernandez is prime for this, is you have umpires that are bad in their mechanics, that their positioning is really poor. I mean, look at the night before, or two nights before, Angel Hernandez is in the wrong spot in the infield, and he's part of the game. Just simple little mistakes you see in baseball with umpires this year where they're out of position, which that isn't how they're taught.
It's funny you say that.
They miss something. Even look at college football. I noticed this past year, and maybe the last couple of years. Some of these calls that are poor, that's kind of on the official not being in the right spot. And so they guess.
And they've added. Now they have seven guys.
I know.
Right?
I mean, we can't go any further on adding officials in football.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, well, I don't know how three officials are going to work in basketball. It actually works pretty well.
Yes.
And people are like, well, what about a fourth? No.
No, three's fitting. It's not that big of a court. So we were going back. We were looking. This is random. We were sitting there watching greatest throws from the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
So the throw is Bo Jackson throwing to home plate, throwing out Harold Reynolds.
That's in the kingdom,
right?
From the wall.
It's incredible. But you know what's funny? The umpire is in the wrong, not in the right place. He has already moved off thinking that,
he's
not even there.
He's scoring a sack fly.
And so the first base guy had to call him out. Think about that. Way back then, they were in the wrong place.
I watched, this is probably about a month ago, I watched Ichiro hit a foul pole from home plate.
That dude, he was five of the greatest 25 that we watched were Ichiro.
Like, today, like you could see his graze, and this dude hit the foul pole from home plate.
He was amazing to watch take BP.
It's like,
because he could tell
this guy still has a hose.
So the one day I saw him take BP in Kansas City, he must have been maybe winning a bet with his teammates, because he would do the old Babe Ruth point where he's going to hit the ball left, center, right, and he'd hit it there.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
But it's just, you know, in Major League Baseball where there's a lot of people watching, and you have replay. Replay and balls and strikes have had a rough first month in Major League Baseball. Mm. But here's the thing also is, and this will never happen, but this is what I would, if I was Theo Epstein, I would promote. There are some umpires who are not good in calling balls and strikes. But every fourth day, they've got to call balls and strikes. Let's don't have them call balls and strikes. They might be really good on the bases. Let them just stay on the bases. And then the people that are really good balls and strikes umpires, let's find a way for them to work behind the plate more, not to the extent where they just wear out, but that they are behind. You get your best guys that call balls and strikes or behind home plate on a more consistent basis, because you could have a four-game series and only one guy in that crew is a good balls and strikes umpire, and he's only going to work one time.
Yeah.
And then you get stuck with three umpires who are all over the map.
Do you think they should be uniformed on which side they set up on?
That way,
they're
similar, starting to, because of you like the older guys, they're not gonna change where they are behind the catcher. I'm not a big fan, and I use the umpire, like this whole scissors thing, you know, like where you're in the slot between the catcher and
Some guts.
I like getting right down behind the catcher in a squat where I was high enough where I could see, but. Different umpires, how they were trained.
That has to be one of the worst jobs in America.
Being a home plate umpire?
Yeah. Balls and strikes, it's every play.
Yeah, but see, I would rather, in umpiring baseball and softball in high school, I would rather be behind the plate than out in the field.
I don't know.
I like calling balls and strikes.
Oof. It seems like a brutal job.
I wouldn't want to put myself in that position ever for anything. Because there's nothing they do that's ever going to be completely right. So all you're doing is one side of you yelling at you all the time. No thanks.
No, but
sounds
just like,
miserable.
Just like we talk about in basketball, hey, whatever is a foul in the first quarter needs to be a foul in the fourth
quarter. Yeah, completely.
Right, that pitch that is on the inside part of the plate that's a strike in the first inning still should be a strike in the ninth inning. That's where, if you're like that, even if somebody disagrees, that would be the equivalent
to a block charge every time down the court. That would be like calling balls and strikes. It would happen all the time, play after play. It starts and ends darn near every time.
It is weird how some guys, though, are really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, they're right along with the box. If you believe the box, sometimes guys are right there.
Now, the box, unfortunately, is not great because depending on the center field camera where it's angled, it can give you a false sense.
Right. It's got to be dead center.
But I love calling balls and strikes. I would much rather be behind the plate than out at first base or in the middle of the infield having to call,
never, ever been behind a plate and seen the way the ball moves with a Major League Baseball player, having to see the late action. Sometimes even the 3D box they have, the new one, still can't catch it.
Now,
because it's so much movement.
There was in the summertime, Iowa has high school baseball in the summertime and softball. I would go, and that's where, I'd go back home and do a bunch of baseball, make some good money. There was one pitcher that was like 91, 92 that had some late break.
As good as those parks are that you guys had, you should have been overjoyed.
But you know what? It actually was a little bit easier to call because he was always going to be in the zone.
Consistent?
Yeah.
Maybe that's because you guys have all that casino money, but some of those setups on those fields were unbelievable ballparks. Now, they suffered a little bit last year during the pandemic, but, man, those ball fields in Iowa are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's a good place. Denny Barton Field at Urbandale High School, you got to come over.
Yeah, after you had me fall for the okie doke, I drove around to the other side of the water tower to see if there was any writing on there.
So this is what they're doing with the Urbandale Water Tower because they got all kinds of development going on around it.
Yeah, and it's been under construction for like five years.
Well, we're expanding. Expanding. I mean, but they're making it a different color.
I'm not believing a word of that. I'm not. All right, man. Have a
good
show.
So you guys had name me one outside of Cleet Blakeman, Michael. Give me an NFL official.
Ed
Hockley.
Not during football season. I can't think of it. I mean, Ed's son.
Sean Hockley.
Yeah, son of Ed.
Do you know what the name of the official was that was right there to call the PI in the Rams-Saints game?
I don't know his name.
No,
I have no idea what his name was.
Like, I can tell you every football team that has been an heir against, I can tell you who that official was. Like, Triplett was the guy that made the terrible call in the Tennessee-Kansas City playoff game.
Well, that's just petty.
Also, Triplett blew the flip of the coin as well.
Yeah. You know?
Those guys are all – that guy's gone.
Maybe the bus mumbled.
The old guys. It's not like he missed that.
Tails. He said tails. No, he didn't.
But I want to go back to something else real before you guys run out of here. Officials did used to be personalities because you watch, like, the old NFL films and officials, like, he's down there giving him the business.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Barth, what was his name? He's passed away.
Ed Hockley had a pretty big personality,
yeah,
I thought.
Like, they don't want officials to have, like, personalities. Like, look at all the Big Ten, like, football officials. They're all kind of blah.
Mm-hmm.
They all look the same.
Well, they want it to be uniform. They all look, guys are in really good shape now. They all kind of look the same. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have those characters that are officials anymore. Like, Dick Vavetta doesn't exist in the NBA anymore.
Yeah. But, God, people hated him, though. Like, the players hated him.
But he got a lot of big assignments.
He did. Remember how he and Barkley had that thing going back, and then they eventually did a race
to
kind of have fun with that? Yeah, I don't. The best thing would be for those guys to be nameless, because if you don't have to mention their name, that means everything's going great. So
I'm still trying to figure out how Burke's got the name Big 12 football officials coordinator. Does that seem like he should have earned that job?
No, but you know who
everybody knows Greg Burke.
Isn't the director? He's an NFL official. He was running the Big 12.
Gene Steratore?
No. He's a white hat. And he's
bad. Back in the day, he's still doing it.
Nah, he's not there anymore. But
okay, he was Cowboy. Cowboy. His nickname was Cowboy.
He was
Walt Anderson.
Walt Anderson. Okay, so Walt Anderson was a bad NFL official, but yet he was in charge of college officials.
And he would torture those guys. If they didn't have a good week or they did something wrong, he would send them to go do the Sun Belt. or the Southland Conference, where you only got half the money for per diem that you would get if you were doing a Big 12. That's how he kept him in line. He was a mean dude.
Mean. But yeah, if you're bad at your job, you shouldn't be in charge of other people to tell them and show them how bad you are.
Well, what's the thing? If you can't do it, a lot of times you teach. If you really can't do it, you consult.
Yes.
Right.
Good if you can get it.
T-shirt. Have a show.
All right, man.